CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand. Now we've got some guests coming up who have gotten fancy. Ari's quickly scurried to get that hoodie off.
Shh, don't tell them.
Because she wasn't sufficiently fancy, I must say. Today's Fancy Friday.
I've run out of fancy dresses to wear because I need to save the dresses I've got for my brother's wedding.
But even when October. You do dress fancy, you put dressing gowns over it or
because
hoodies,
I'm sorry, but I am in a dress and I don't have warmth on. Yeah, come on in, guys. Come on. Hello. We've got Harry here. He's in a suit and he's got a bow tie.
We're not live. We're just doing the on-demand intro if you want to be in the intro. Hello, Fancy Friday.
Fancy Friday.
Yes. Oh. Love it.
Oh, how cool. You look so cool. Did you want to come up?
Yeah, come up.
Looking very good with
the
bow tie.
Harry has my back, don't you? You dressed fancy for me, didn't you? Yeah, I love your bow tie. It's got choo-choo trains on it.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Do you want to go on a Friday with Adam? Because it's Fancy Friday, like Adam's dressed up. That's a fancy top.
All right, enjoy today's show.
Thank you. It is a fancy top.
Yeah, but Naomi, she had a hoodie over
Naomi
it the whole time.
Naomi just said I've got a fancy top. You didn't see my Birkenstocks, though.
She had a hoodie over it the whole time. It doesn't count. All right, enjoy today's show. We're going to take a picture of our fanciness.
Yeah. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Friday.
We did it. We did it, fam. We made it.
We have made it. Well, more you've made it. I'm very thankful, Adam, that you were here today. I was getting a little bit nervous after your wild night last night in Lonnie that you wouldn't be here.
It was all business. It was not wild.
It was not wild. But how'd you go? How was it? Plan the drums?
Yeah, so I went up to Junction Arts Festival to play a set with your band Silverfleet Ships, or as I call us, Silverfleet Skits.
Oh, you love a good skit.
It's Dad Joke Friday, you know.
You are full of dad jokes too.
Yeah, it was good. I've got blisters because I haven't drummed in a long time. There's skin hanging off my hands. So.
Ooh, can I see?
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Oh my God, yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very fresh.
Dangerous game. But hey, it's also Fancy Friday.
It is.
Now, what are you wearing today? What's your fancy? Blue jeans.
Yeah, I'm wearing a top I've never worn before. And the whole reason we're doing Fancy Friday was because you bought a suit for $900 and you needed to get your money's worth. I need to get my money's worth out of this top because it was still $100. And I've never worn it before. Not sure if I even like it. So I'm going to wear it for Fancy Friday so I get my money's worth. But I am in Birkenstocks with socks and blue jeans.
Yeah, that's the jeans is what concerns me. Do you not want to do Fancy Fridays?
I do want to do Fancy Fridays, but I don't like washing all my clothes. There's so many outfits that then need to be washed every week.
I've got some nice...
But you look very nice. You look fancy.
Got some nice slacks and a nice blue Ralph Lauren.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, I wore a mask for the first time as well yesterday.
Yeah, because you had to wear it at the venue.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know about, like, how are you supposed to sing with a mask on or play the drums? Like, surely it'd be quite hard to breathe. But you said you didn't have to. Whilst you're on stage.
Yeah, and backstage you didn't have to, just out and about. But then there's also half the people are eating and drinking. They don't have theirs on. Some people are going up when they're ordering stuff. They got it around their chin. It's like, what's the point then?
Just, yeah.
And plus, how much does it stop anyway? We don't know. It's so hard to get straight information because it seems to change every day. It's hard to keep up with.
It does. So in Lonnie, do you have to wear a mask in an Uber? Because we don't have Ubers here.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, you didn't catch... Oh, yeah, because you didn't catch an Uber because you drove
home. Don't
worry about that question. There is a question on our Facebook page, though. David Walsh is to make COVID vaccinations mandatory for the Mona staff. And we're asking you, what do you think of this announcement? You can comment on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. While you're there, like and follow. And we're taking all comments, you know. I'd love to read through them all.
Yeah, I mean, we're asking the question, so answer it to your honest truth. You can also call us. The phones are always open at 1-300-655-922 with your thoughts. We love to hear people's thoughts.
I do like Mona.
Because I think this question's whether or not, you know, you're vaccinated anyway, this is a whole other question of whether your employer should be allowed to make that kind of rule.
Yeah. My only question, and there's a few questions that have been coming through as well, about are they then liable if anything were to happen?
I think that's a good point, yeah.
That's, and who knows?
If there's complications from the vaccine and your employer has made you get the vaccine, they should be liable. And, you know, if they're so confident in the vaccine, they should be happy to put their money where their mouth is and be liable.
Very true. If you want to know more details or keep up to date with all the facts, coronavirus.tas.gov.au. And if you got out and about over the weekend, ads,
check in.
Yeah, get checked in.
Get checked in. I like especially like to just think of the staff in all these places because they're busy. They've got enough stress as it is. They don't want to be having to make sure everyone's checking in and making sure you're doing it. So if you just do it as a favour to them.
Yeah. Like, do it to help your fellow friends out. Just check in. And it's kind of like really nice, especially if you're out on the town on a Saturday night. You know where you've been because you've checked in.
Of course. Just discussing this conundrum.
Yes, on our Facebook page, yes. CFM Tasmania.
Yes. If employers force people to get the vaccine, should they be legally liable if there's complications? So we got someone like Nick Bukansky on there on the Facebook saying, not sure if I agree with this, like the employers forcing people to get them, but Nick can't understand why people don't want to get the vaccine. So this is
which is very valid.
Yeah, so this is someone that is pro-vaccine, but this is a whole nother, you know, question. Can employers, should they be liable? We did get an anonymous message saying, I disagree. Employers shouldn't be held responsible. If you don't want to get vaccinated, get a job that doesn't put others at risk.
Okay. Now, I have gone deeper into this ads. I've done a Google search on Seek for a cafe all-rounder because I know that there's a cafe at Mona.
And yeah, so this is Mona we're talking about, yeah.
So if, let's say, someone didn't want to get the vaccine, right, and they then are out of a job, at the moment there are 6 jobs for a cafe all-rounder in Hobart. So if there's more than 6 people at Mona that don't want to get vaccinated and they lose their job, yeah, there's only 6 currently available.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the people that work at Mona, though. They're dirty, dirty hippies. They would not. They could not get a job anywhere else.
I actually do have a friend that works at Mona.
Are they dirty hippie?
He's a pretty cool hippie dude, yeah.
He's hippie.
Yeah, he's hippie.
They would not employ him anywhere else.
Oh, my God, I think they would, actually. Baristas always hipster these days. And they make mean coffees.
Difference between a hipster and a hippie, though.
Oh, okay, Sols.
Yeah.
He's a hipster.
He might be right, then.
Kid music. Okay, Adam, Father's Day this weekend. What are you getting your dad for Father's Day?
Who knows?
You were saying, was it yesterday, that you're really bad or you don't like buying Christmas presents and Easter presents?
Terrible, yeah. Terrible gift buyer.
Yeah. So I've got some ideas for you. Would you like to hear them for your dad?
Yes.
Okay. So we also spoke to your dad the other day. It was yesterday about he ran into the COVID sign and he was bleeding and then he like had to run home and went to the hospital and was like concussed and stuff.
Ouch!
What about a first aid kit?
Oh, that's good, actually.
Like one that's got like a clip that he can run with.
Yeah.
See? Great gift-giving idea.
Yeah.
Or like a beacon that like, you know, he can press and it will just text you straight away being like,
hit me yet again.
Yeah, mayday, mayday. I've hit the COVID zone again. Like, come and rescue me because I don't want to run 6Ks back to get the car.
What a maniac, though. He's got a head wound, dripping with blood, and he runs another 6Ks.
Yeah.
So right. Well, I thought I'd finish my 6Ks. I only had 6Ks to go. I thought I'd finish it off. Jesus.
So I think that's a pretty good first aid present. Yeah, first aid present for your dad. But one that he can travel light with. So when he does Point to Pinnacle and Bernie 10, he can have it on him.
Little
just
first,
in case.
Little first aid bum bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got some dad jokes here since it's his Father's Day and dads are all about there. Oh, so I think that the dad joke originates from the film Flying High. It's also known as Aeroplane.
Nope.
Full of dad jokes. And all dads love this film, right? There's jokes like, surely you can't be serious. Surely you can't be serious. And he's like, I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. Full of jokes like that. That's where all dads get all their dad jokes.
I feel like you do dad jokes a lot, but you're not a dad, but you really do want to be a dad. Yeah, so maybe that's why. That's why you're manifesting it.
Yeah. Anyway, I got some here. I'll call you later. don't call me later, call me Dad. See, that's almost straight out of that film I'm talking
yeah.
about. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One. Very good.
I think you could have done better, to be honest.
Why didn't the melons get married? Because they cantaloupe.
That's pretty good.
What did the fisherman say to the magician? Pick a cod, any cod. Oh. See, the worse they are, the more dad the joke is.
Yeah, true. They're also like in the Christmas bonbons, hey?
Oh, that is right up the day, yeah. Alley. The Christmas bonbons.
Trivia trial.
All right, the number's 1-300-655-922. All you got to do is answer a trivia question. If you're correct, we'll pop you in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. We'll draw the winner today as well because it's Prize Giving Friday. We do it all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania and Jensen's Quality Metalworks themselves. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. Ari, what do we got?
Okay, today's question is, who is making COVID vaccinations mandatory for what business in Hobart? It's just been in the news. We've been talking about it this morning. It's also on our Facebook page.
It's everywhere, in a way, like COVID.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trivia trial.
All right, will we get Dave from Mind at Ari? He's been getting through most of the days this week. We're going to pick one at random. All right, hello, CFM, who we got there?
It's Dave.
Dave! Oh. We had a few lines calling through. We picked one at random, and it's still Dave from Mindetta. How are you, mate?
Oh, terrific. It's Friday.
Yeah, that's the way. All right, so which organisation, which business down in Hobart today it's in the
Mona.
News?
Yeah, so, Mona, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Do you know who was making them mandatory for Mona?
Is it Chris? I don't know his name.
David Walsh is his name, but you got Mona Walsh. Correct. So we'll give you half an entry today. Then, hey.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you've already got like what, four for this week? Yeah.
it's a joke at work at the moment as well. So, it's
pretty nice. Is it?
I can't believe at random we still got Dave from Mindetta. It was meant to be this week, Dave.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, the odds are definitely in your favour.
Thanks, Dave. We've got your details.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye. Should we take another one?
Yeah. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Ange.
Hello, Ange. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Okay, who is making what business get the COVID vaccinations in Hobart?
David Walsh and the Mona.
Yes, congratulations. And we're feeling a little bit generous today, so we're going to put you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
3rd of September, Ari, let's have a look. On this day in 1901, the Australian flag was flown for the first time.
That's cool.
Over the Melbourne Exhibition Building, the design was chosen from 32,000 entries.
That is a lot of entries. Mm. I'd love to see, like, the wooden spoon entry.
Do you think we should...
Of that comp?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see how bad it is.
What was the worst out of 32,000? Yeah. That would be good. Do you think the Australian flag needs updating? Instead of the Union Jack now, we put the US flag there or the Chinese flag, a little more up to date.
No.
Think they own all that property and farmland in Australia?
Yeah, but why would you change the flag? Has anyone actually updated their flag before?
It's just a joke.
Well, now I'm interested to know. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people try and get it updated because it's got the Union Jack on it. It's got English colours. A lot of people are like, well, why don't we make it green and gold and stuff? Have you not seen that campaign?
No, but that, kind of makes sense, actually. Green and gold would be cool.
Yeah, with a kanga on there or something.
Yeah, that would actually be super cool.
In 1906... the world's longest boxing match, lasting 2 hours and 6 minutes, or 42 rounds.
42 rounds.
Was boxed out by Joe Gans of the USA, who defeated Oscar Nelson of Denmark.
Do you think that we could have a boxing match for that long?
Oh, not for that long.
No, I think...
Not today. Maybe a different day when I've slept more, to be honest. On this day, 1995, eBay was founded. eBay?
1995.
Yeah, it was originally called Auction Web.
No way.
Yeah, 1995.
That's weird. People had internet in 1995?
Yeah. Windows 95 and all that. In
good point.
Probably wasn't 1995, but it was a couple of years later. We had Windows 95, though. We used to have to dial up my dad's work and then dial up the internet from his work, so it was half the speed of dial-up. It was so slow. And on this day in 2013, Microsoft purchased Nokia for a cool $7.2 billion.
I knew. You were prepping the show this morning and you played that sound effect. And what did I say to you?
Sounds like the Nokia sound.
I said, that sounds like a Nokia.
But you know what that means? That's Morse code. Did you know that? That means SMS in Morse code.
Oh, does it? Yep. Well, it sounds like a Nokia. Sounds like a text message.
Well, it is.
Yes. Yeah,
but not a Nokia. The reason Nokia chose it as the SMS ringtone is because it means SMS in Morse code.
That's so clever.
So SOS is da 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 da.
Okay, there that sounds go. Pretty much the same to me.
Well, it's slightly different. The S, the O and the M is the different bit. And on this day in 2016, Take 40 Australia ended after 32 years on the air in Australia, originally hosted by Barry Bissell. He hosted it from 1984 up to 2004. If you're a radio nerd like me, you probably remember Barry Bissell with the Take 40 Australia.
This is Barry Bissell with The Real Thing, Take 40 Australia.
He sounds very Australian.
Yeah, well, he is Australian in a way.
On this day on my Facebook page, if you want to know.
Oh, absolutely.
So our boss man, Jerry, likes to have holidays when it's his birthday.
Yeah.
He's never here for his birthday, which means his birthday celebration at work, because we're very serious about our cake meetings, was celebrated 2 years ago on this day.
So he's never doing it on the right day. He didn't do it on the right day this year either.
And he doesn't like to have cake for breakfast. Like, he is very strict on when he eats things. So we had, instead of a cake, we had a hash brown pile turned into a cake with a candle on top, and we did it again this year.
Yummy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's Friday. We're going to get down on Friday.
Also, like, sort of half, 50% Fancy Friday.
Half, yeah, okay, whatever.
Head to Instagram, at CFM Taz on Insta, if you want to see Arielle in all her shame.
Hey, I bribed you. I bought you coffee and breakfast this morning, so you wouldn't tell anyone.
Hey, I'd be talking about it a lot more if it wasn't for that coffee and breakfast,
yeah,
so thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Time for our traditional Friday prank call to Lee Kentworthy over at 7BE Breakfast.
This gives Adam energy for the rest of the show. He loves a prank call.
Yeah. I've got his number keyed in already because it also takes me a long time to remember the 7BE number. So
every time.
Let's go straight through to him. Let's see if he'll answer, see if he's wise to us yet. Who knows what'll happen?
Oh my god.
CFM, good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
Yes, it is.
Lee, it's Reuben Rod calling. I was talking about that Fancy Friday with you the other day.
Yes, last week, yes, that's right.
Well, it's just, I saw a couple of things over there, because I'm from the Wynyard area, so I listen to 7BU, but I did see on the social media of the 7AD that Darren Kerwin.
Yes, I know Darren well.
He's dressed fancy this Friday.
Oh, is he?
He's got his little slacks on with his, you know, his package neatly, firmly in place. He must be a briefs man, but yeah.
I'd like to have a look at it.
Yeah, so he's looking good. But I also saw that Ariel from the CFM team. She doesn't even have the fancy stuff on, so maybe they're not. Maybe they've turned it over to 7AD. Maybe you could start doing it, Lee.
Maybe it's just a Devonport thing. Who knows?
Oh, they're a bit different over there, aren't they, Lee?
I have to run it by the boss, I reckon. That's right, Robert. Yeah.
All right, well, no
all
worries.
Right, mate, look, I've got to go. Always good to catch up.
You too, Lee. Have a
you
good
take
one.
Take care, mate. You have a good day and a good weekend. And stay dry.
And listen, one day I'm going to see you in them slacks.
Yes, I'll send you a message on Facebook.
Yeah, wonderful. Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye now.
Are you gonna cry? create Ruben Rod at Facebook page message him on Facebook.
Really go deep. Yeah. Yeah, we've got to think about this.
Oh, that was so good. He even called you by your name.
He said Ruben. I was so proud. Oh.
He has no idea it's like actually Adam. None whatsoever, which makes it hilarious because it's the fourth week in a row you've called him on a Friday talking about the exact same thing. I know.
That has nothing to do with him.
Nothing.
We're up all night to get lucky.
Bit like you this Saturday, Adam.
You reckon?
Maybe. Who knows?
You're referring to the Tinder date with your friend Sarah.
We're not just my friend, my best friend. My best friend and work husband will be married.
Together at last. God, I love her and I miss her. Yeah. I've never met her, by the way. All right, enough of this tomfoolery. It's dog news time. All right, now, Ariel, anyone that has accidentally stepped on their dog's tail has probably wondered, does the dog know the difference between you making a mistake or an accident and doing something on purpose? You know, as soon as you step on the tail, you're like, oh, so sorry,
Santy.
You know
what? I reckon they know.
A new study suggests that they do know.
Yeah.
This study's come out of Germany. It actually was published this Wednesday. This is fresh dog news.
Oh, this is breaking dog news.
They tested some dogs, right? They had them behind a glass screen that they could walk around.
Yeah.
So they had humans there giving them treats.
Mm-hmm.
And the humans would sometimes drop the treat on purpose on the wrong side of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, the dog would not go around the glass to get the treat. But if the human just messed up and accidentally dropped the treat at the wrong spot and it rolled back on the wrong side of the glass, the dog would walk around the glass to get the treat themselves. They'd be like, oh, the human's messed up, I'll just go get him myself. So they seem to know the difference between an error by the human and the human purposely withholding the treat.
Did they step on the tails?
No, they didn't. No, they were not stepping on tails for science.
I was thinking, oh, my God, like those poor pups. Yeah.
No, they didn't. They didn't need to do that. They did it with treats instead.
Well, they match. They know how you're feeling. They match your vibe. So, yeah, if you're vibing, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, little schnoppy, I stepped on your tail. They would feel that for sure.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. There's a bit of evidence there. There's also obviously people that, you know, there's naysayers. Clive Wynn says, I'm not convinced. He's the founding director of Canine Science Collaboratory at Arizona State University.
Mm.
He didn't work with the study, but he said, I think it's a fascinating question, but it's a tremendously difficult question to get a handle on. And so at this point, I think the jury is still out on whether dogs actually understand human intentions or not, but we all know they do.
Yeah, surely.
So if you accidentally step on that tail, all's well that ends well because the dog understands it was an accident.
No, I just want a dog.
That's today's dog news. What do you think?
I liked that.
So go ahead and step on Santy's tail.
No, never on purpose. Never.
No, if it was on purpose, she'd know.
And sometimes when you go to grab something or the dog's just in the wrong spot or the dog's, like, running to you and you grab something and you just accidentally, like, nudge them in the face.
Yeah, well.
It's an accident. Studies show
they know.
Song, snag.
Okay, Adam has snagged a song. He's going to play it in just a moment. If you know the song, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows On with Stella. And Adam, today is Prize Giving Friday, which means we'll be announcing that winner today.
Here it is. If you know the song and you know the artist, 1-300-655-922.
Just think of those waffles.
Think of them.
Those crunchy waffles, soft inside, maple syrup, chocolate, all fancy things.
Song, snag.
All right, on the line we have Chantel.
Ah, Chantel Parker.
Yes, hi, Ari.
Hello, did Eva have a good birthday?
She sure did.
Oh, yep. I'm glad that she did. We miss her.
She wants to say hello.
Hey,
hello.
Eva.
Hi.
How's it
going? Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
You had a good day?
I had a great day.
That's good. And what presents did you get?
I got a watch.
Cool.
I got three basketballs.
Ooh!
A block of chocolate, some tights.
Very nice. Those basketballs will come in handy for the day that you're a part of the Thunder team.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some fidgets.
Oh, you love the fidgets.
Yes, I love them.
Eva, yeah. I think you got too many presents. You might have to give us one.
Okay, Eva and Chantel, what is today's song snag?
Is it Stressed Out by 21 Pilots?
It sure is.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're in the draw for Waffles for Two from Windows on Westella, and if you're drawn as the winner, we'll let you know today.
Good job.
Friday, Wise, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Yes, it is. We're all about the independent music, especially this week. Rock Challenge, now Friday Live. It's a special Friday Live as
it
well,
is
isn't it?
It is a very special Friday Live. Huge welcome to Delilah.
Hey, guys.
Newly known from the CFM street team, but can also play an absolute tune.
A lot to think so, yes. Thank you for having me.
And we've learned from the Cruiser Crossers as well. You're really funny.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
A triple threat. Although yes. That's two things.
That's true. I can dance too.
There you go, triple. Boom, I knew there'd be a triple.
Delilah McGill, a triple threat in the studio with us. Okay, Delilah, what are you playing for us today?
I'm going to play an original song today. That's all I tend to sing.
Yeah, nice.
This song's called X Could Have Been, and it's just kind of about, like, you know, when you part ways from someone and you move on, but they haven't, and they want to stay friends, and you're like, rather not.
Ooh. Okay.
So it's a little bit down that path today.
Okay, cool. And just before we get started, Where can everyone follow you on socials?
Socials, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, just Delilah McGill Music. It's the same across the board.
And you got any live shows coming up?
I have a Live at the Wharf next month, early next month. I'll be opening up for a band there. And then there's something else in the cooker, but I don't think I can speak about that yet.
Ooh!
And also, are we going to form a band or what? Because I can play drums.
Yeah.
A CFM band.
100%.
Yeah. Hype you up, like, yes, before you go on stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Done deal.
All right, Delilah, the radio is yours.
Gravy.
I'm not a fan of catching up just to hear you doing fine. I want that for you and I have moved on with my own life. Something about exes and just staying friends kind of felt okay. But now it's weird again, even though you say it isn't, deep down we both know it is. And you still call me babe and you know I don't like it. Well, my secrets aren't yours anymore. You can't get me to open up with a phone call. I've got my life and you've got yours. I am honestly the best I have ever been. I'm in love and you're nothing like him. But I couldn't tell you these things, 'cause you're not just a friend. You're my ex could have been. You're not just a friend, you're my. You can say I'm dramatic and to get over it, but the phase is past where I'd care what you think, 'cause it's none of your business how I live my life. I don't have enough room for two ride or dies, and you still wanna talk like nothing has changed. And I don't wanna talk about anything. Well, my secrets aren't yours anymore. You can't get me to open up with a phone call. I've got my life and you've got yours. I am honestly the best I have ever been. I'm in love and you're nothing like him. But I couldn't tell you these things, 'cause you're not just a friend. My ex could have been. Please don't call just to ask me how I am. I'll just have to pretend to give a damn. And I don't wanna have to go through being fake friends with my ex. My ex could have been. Not my friend. I've got my life and you've got yours. I am honestly the best I have ever been, but I couldn't tell you these things. My secrets aren't yours anymore. You can't get me to open up the phone call. I've got my life and you've got yours. Can, but I couldn't tell you these things, 'cause you're not just a friend, you're my ex could have been. You're not just a friend, you're my ex.
Woo! That was amazing.
Thank you.
Delilah, the triple threat McGill. I absolutely love it. Number one fan right here.
Yeah. Where can we go again to hear your music and follow you?
Find me on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, just at Delilah McGill Music.
And you got to add to that as well. Also, find Delilah out and about in the CFM Cruiser.
8:15 a.m. every morning.
The encore will be downstairs as she just continues to play this morning whilst you collect your free stuff.
Yeah, big time.
Getting you free stuff.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, Adam, you matched with my best friend on Tinder. It's the talk of the town for me anyway. So I thought I'd put your names into a love calculator. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm fully invested, 100%.
Hard science.
Yeah, hard science. Okay. All right. Do you have a drum roll or something?
Mm.
Oh, yay. Okay. You're at 43%.
Ooh.
Not great odds for you and Says to end out together and get married and everything. It says here, the chance of a relationship working out between Adam and Sarah is not very big, but a relationship is still possible if the two are really wanting to and make it work and they're prepared to make some sacrifices for it. This is actually what it says. You'll have to spend a lot of quality time together. You must be aware of the fact that this relationship might not work out at all, no matter how much time you invest in it.
It's not going to happen. This show comes first.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I am the hype.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
The button is back.
I haven't seen you in the studio. What are you talking about?
Yeah, all lies. Okay, it is time to catch up with the CFM Street Team.
Who are we going with first?
Well, Delilah's actually sitting right next to us because we requested a behind-the-scenes encore of her performance for Friday Live. Hey, Delilah, what you got this morning?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm down at the station in Devonport this morning and I've got, as usual, a bunch of things. We've got fresh bread from Cripps Master Loaf. We have Tasmania's West Haven Creamy Yogurt. Mini Moose, if you're into that kind of thing on a Friday morning, come down and get some yogurt. I have CFM Friends with Benefits key tag and stickers. I've got pens and lollipops from Optus. And as usual, my favourite, we have lactation cookies. Okay. I have them in abundance, so come down and get one from me at the station in Devonport.
So that's 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport, and you'll be able to listen to Delilah to do her encore. She's taking the guitar downstairs. All right, Takesha, where are you this morning? What have you got on board?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at the Ridgely Roadhouse. On board, I've got toy trains and stickers thanks to Tazrail. I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe. I've got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk. Fresh bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. And of course, I do have our CFM Friends of Benefits key tags on board. So if you don't have one, come and get one. But I do have a question for Adam and Ari first.
Ooh.
I would like to know, how do you spell Ridgely?
I can't even say it, let alone spell it.
R-I-D-G-L-E-Y? L-E-Y, yeah.
So you spell it L-E-Y?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of a debate at the moment because there is a sign that has it spelled two different ways right underneath each other.
I saw someone post this on Instagram the other day and I was like, don't know where the error is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, fun fact, Ridgely Roadhouse spells it R-I-D-G-L-E-Y. And that is where you can find me in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
And Takesha, can we expect a musical performance from you as well?
No.
What about a dance party? Come on,
dance?
Girl.
Oh, a dance party. I'm up for a dance party. For
okay.
Sure.
Kid music. Music.
This Sunday, Ari, Father's Day. Every Saturday is Father's
Day. And you might call. Yes, and we are talking all things dad jokes on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Okay, this one's from Zach Miller, Adam. I told Adam not to read it because I wanted to be the one to share it with him and you, of course. What are the strongest days in a week? Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays.
Oh, look out. Jacob posted one. What happens to a snowman when it has a tantrum? Has a meltdown.
Oh.
I've got one here from Ian too. Ian sent in a longer one. A bloke goes into a nightclub. The bouncer says, you can't come in unless you're wearing a tie. So the bloke goes back to his car desperately in search for a tie, but all he can find is a set of jumper leads. So he wraps them around his neck and ties them into a Windsor knot shape, basically so they look like a tie shape.
Yeah.
He heads back to the nightclub. The bouncer takes a look at him and says, okay, you can go in, just don't start anything.
Naomi has sent us one as well on the Facebook page. The invention of the shovel was groundbreaking, but the invention of the broom was really swept by the nation.
Just a heads up as well, this Sunday, Don River Railway.
Yeah, Dad's Ride free this Sunday for Father's Day. So if you're thinking of doing something special with a dad, take him down to Don River Railway.
Word sandwich.
More.
Okay, we are going to do a word sandwich. I'm laughing that you just literally let a burp out and like ran away from the microphone.
Yeah, to be polite.
Okay, Adam, Thea is going to give us two words. We're asking you as a listener to give us a call if you know the word that goes in the middle of the word sandwich, if you get it right. And today we're feeling it. Fancy Friday, Friday feels, prize giving Friday. Anyone that calls up and gets the answer correct today will go in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Well, when we say anyone, as many as we can fit in.
Sorry, yeah. True. Anyone that gets on air will go on the draw to win. So get that number ready. 1-300-655-922. Thea, what are the easy words for today?
Your words for today are fathers and dream.
Father's dream.
The phones are exploding.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
The party. Yes, it is. It's about to go 10 to 9 and we've gone a bit nuts. We've lost our minds.
Yes, we're putting absolutely everyone that is going to call up into the draw and get on air to win that $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge for Word Sandwich.
Everyone that we have time to do before we completely time the hour out wrong and ruin everything. All right, here we go.
And forget to press buttons, but what else?
Let's do it.
Word Sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have Trude from Burnie on to guess these words.
Your words for today are fathers and dream.
What do you think, Trude?
Well, it has to be day, I'm sure.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh. Day. Father's Day. Daydream.
You've done it. Nice work. You're in the draw.
Wonderful.
All right, let's keep taking them.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's Mikala.
Sorry?
Mikala.
Where are you from?
Yes. Somerset.
From Somerset. What do you think today's word is?
Is it day?
Yes. It's Father's Day, daydream. Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw. Hello, CFM. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello, Teresa
Dimity,
Mum.
Oh, hello, Teresa. Okay. What do you think today's word sandwich is?
Day.
Yes,
it sure is. Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that prize, $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Simon. How you going?
Simon?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Simon?
Devonport.
And what do you think today's word sandwich is?
Day.
Yes, Father's Day, daydream. Congratulations. We'll also chuck you in the draw for today for the $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from, Amanda?
Devonport.
From Devonport. And what do you think today's word sandwich word is?
Day.
Yes, Father's Day, Daydream.
No,
congratulations.
Around, yes.
Thank you.
We'll chuck you in that draw.
I reckon we can go one more. We can fit one more in, Ari. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
This is Emma.
Hello, Emma.
Lucky last. What do you think?
Lucky last.
What do you think the word is?
It's a good sign. It has to be day.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it is.
Today's words are definitely Father's Day, Daydream. Congratulations.
CFM. Every Saturday is Father's Day.
Don't listen to the song. It's Sunday. But, yeah, this Father's Day, dads ride free on that Don River Rail. It's a good activity to do.
Yeah.
Good idea, something to do, something
we
different.
We love free stuff too, so.
I have it on good authority too that dads love trains.
Yeah.
Because dads are big kids, really.
Yes, very true.
We're asking on the Facebook page as well at CFM Tasmania for your best dad joke. Daz has said, why is Peter Pan always flying, Ari?
Don't know.
Because he never lands.
Yeah, okay.
And Seeker has said, have you heard about the new restaurant on the moon? The food is great, but there's no atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a dead joke.
Kid music.
Nominations close this weekend on the 5th of September for this year's Inspiring Youth Awards being put on by the YFCC. If you want more information about it, yfcc.com.au. We thought because the nominations are closing on the weekend, we'd get last year's winner on the phone of the Yes I Can Awards. It's Esther Adams. If you don't know her as the winner of that award, you may have sat in her seat in a stunning spot near the beginning of O'Neill's Creek Nature Walk at Gowrie Park. It's Esther's seat. There's a little plaque there, Ari.
Oh,
there's a picture
cool.
there of the seat.
Oh, Esther, yes. That looks so cool.
Yes, it's near a little town of Sheffield.
Yeah.
In a lovely spot in the little rainforest of O'Neill Creek.
Yeah, nice.
A beautiful spot to just sit, relax and soak up all the nature. Okay, well, how did you feel when you found out you'd been nominated last year for the Yes I Can category of the Inspiring Youth Awards, Esther?
I felt very special and blessed, and it actually made me feel very good inside.
Yeah.
I felt very special.
Oh.
Wonderful. And what do you think the Yes I Can category is all about, and what kinds of people do you think should be nominated this year?
I think people should be inspired to have a Yes I Can attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And to be the best they can, to just be their positive selves, I think.
Now, you have a challenging physical condition called spina bifida. How do you maintain such an active and positive attitude while dealing with the challenges that condition brings? Because your nomination was very much about your positive attitude and you're very active in the community and stuff like that.
I've always been treated the same as everyone else in my big family, and I have been brought up to always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah.
I think the worst time is when I have to have surgery in Melbourne, but I have a big group of friends and family who support me a lot, and I'm very blessed for that.
So your interests include nature studies and singing. Are you involved with any community groups around the coast that are a part of that, maybe the singing side of things?
Yes, I am. I'm part of a choir in Sheffield for all ages.
Yeah.
I love help going there and sharing my my love for singing and helping the little kids with all the songs, and it's such a beautiful community, and I just love it. And I'm part of a ukulele group.
Oh, wonderful.
They've taken me under their wing, which is very nice. And I've been given a homemade ukulele from someone in the community.
Oh, wow.
I've been a volunteer for Redwater Creek Steam Fest.
Oh, I love Steam Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's so much fun. And on the note of Steam Fest, you're also interested in fencing, which is so cool.
Yes, Yes, I am. That first originated when, back in 2018, I think it was.
Yeah.
When I met a Russian family, and a father and mother and two sons, and I found out that one of the boys had teached fencing in the UK and in Russia.
Oh, cool.
So, and he offered to give me some lessons.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been very into it and addicted.
Yeah.
And have got my own fencing gear, swords, masks. I just love it. It's great. Very skillful, very fast. Yeah. And I've enjoyed watching the Olympics this year. And I'm very interested in wheelchair fencing. Which I'm not in a wheelchair, but if I was, I'd definitely love to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So are there many other people into fencing around the Northwest Coast, like you have other people to fence with?
No, I haven't met any other than my coach.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So now
I'm the only one mainly that does it. Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in fencing, let us know.
Get in contact.
We'll hook you guys up.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So if someone's thinking about nominating someone they know for the Yes I Can category this year, why do you think they should do it?
Well, it's a great opportunity to reflect on people's life stories and encourage to do better for others. Last year, Will Smith spoke at the awards and stressed people not to sit back, but to fall forward, using their award to be the best they can and make connections in your community, reach out to others, and lead with positive actions. I think that is very, very important for everyone to do. No matter how challenging things can be, like, it's so important to be on have a positive attitude with everything. Yeah.
The Inspiring Youth Awards nominations close this Sunday. For more info, you can go to yfcc.com.au. And that's Esther Adams on the phone, last year's winner of the Yes I Can category. Thanks so much, Esther, for being with us and telling us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Fancy Friday is amongst us.
How dare you say the words Fancy Friday in vain? You are wearing a hoodie. You are not fancy today.
I'm wearing a top that I haven't worn ever, and it's an expensive top.
Yes, but I've tried to explain this to you before. You can't wear fancy stuff under a dressing gown or a hoodie. It doesn't include.
Well, I'm not rocking suits that are nice and warm and luscious.
But we've had correspondence from some fans.
Yes, apparently. We have. Naomi has sent me a video of her son, Harry.
Getting into the Fancy Friday spirit. Let's have a look.
Fancy Friday!
He's got a little bow tie on.
He's got a little bow tie on and he's in a suit.
How could you let Harry down like that, Ari?
Should we hear it again? It's so cute.
Fancy Friday!
Yes, I love it. Go, Harry, with a little bow tie.
Go, Harry.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey guys, just Adam here. Ari's gone. She's gone to hang out with Harry in his fanciness. But thanks for listening to today's show. We're back next week. Appreciate everyone that listens to the On Demand. Love every single one of you. And happy Fancy Friday.